Wednesday Parshas Truma, Shir Samach.
We're holding on the sugya of Zayin Amid Beis. Gemara says, Boi Rava. There are two dots. Boi Rava, Shnei Bnei Saich, Shnei Bonai, Bepruta, Mau. Was the noise in the Makabel Azlinon, Vaha Ika Mamoina? Or Dilma Boiser, Did who Azlinon, Vaha Leka? Boi Rava, Shnei Bnei Saich, Lishnei bonai bepruta mao. Basu noisin makabel azlinon va'ika mamayna. There's mamon. Odom basu ditu azlinon va'leka teiku. The Gemara that comes out with the teiku. The Gemara doesn't know what the teretz is. Shaz, what are the two tzedim of the suffik? What are the two tzedim of the suffik? Well, it might depend on what's the purpose of having a pruta. Why do you need, we learned in Rashi the reason why you need a pruta is mishum ganai. So Rashi l'chor is going to learn this sugya is a shaila of whether or not there's ganai. How do you don the Gnai? Does the Gnai donned based on the Noisin and the Makabel? Or is the Gnai donned based on the Isha? There's two Nashim, so does each woman want to have a Pruta? And therefore they're not Mukudeshes? Or is the Gnai based on, it's the Chor, it's a psychological Sugya according to Rashi. The Chor. It might affect the following thing. What's the din according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says, how much does an Isha need to get married?
Dinar.
According to Beis Shammai, let's say he says, Shnei b'nai secha, l'shnei b'nai b'dinar ma'u. According to Beis Hill, Shnei b'nai secha, l'shnei b'nai b'dinar, v'adim mekudeshes, because you gave more than two prutas. According to Beis Shammai, would it be the same Shaila on Beis Shammai? In other words, either way, there's memoina. There's memoina over here. But you don't have, what? It depends. According to Beis Shammai, maybe it's not totally in Gnai. If not, the reason for Beis Shammai is different. Gemara says four different pshatim what Beis Shammai is. Yishlachkuf and Beis Shammai, they would have the same type of shayla. Al kapanim, that's all in Rashi's world. The Rashi says the shayla is Gnai. Tosfos learned that the vort of why you need shava pruta is because of kesef. You need to have kesef. So the chayyur, the Gemara's shayla over here is a simple shayla. The shayla is. Do you need to have kesef? So what are the tzedim of the shayla? Says Tosfos, Shnei b'nai sech l'shnei b'nai Omar ri d'mayri b'banois k'tanois d'kedushin d'avninu. Talking about b'nois k'tanois, the kedushin goes to the father. D'b'gdoilois v'av makabel kedushin b'toris shlichus pshita d'bay pruta l'chol achas d'shlichlo adav mi'mishalchoi. Says Tosfos, there's no tzad that the shliach is going to be better than the mishaleach. So if two men are makadosh two women, what's going to be? Can you use one pruta? Avada nisht. So what's over here the tzad that it's going to work? Says Tosfos, it's talking about that they are banois ktanois. These girls are ktanois, and therefore what? The father is the bailim on the banois. When the father is makadosh his daughter, so we said earlier, the father has the din bailos on the daughter. The chayr, the gemara's shaila is as follows. The Gemara Shaila is, if a man owns two pens, can he sell two pens bepruta? What? Lamed is in what? No, it doesn't make, there's nothing to do with mechila or not. Okay, but this Shaz was in a mecher. I can't be mechel this to you right now. You have to do a kinyan. So I want to do a kinyan. Is that called a kinyan? If I say,
even not what's the shayla? You can't do whatever you many kinyan with one pruta. The money, that's what's the shayla.
What do you mean?
Why can I be kinyan 50 women with one pruta?
I could. So the Gemara shayla is, can I be kinyan 50 women with one pruta? Same way I could be kind of 50 buildings with one pruta. If it belongs to different people, the Chayra, the Gemara is saying, so then it's two different kinyanim. Can you do two separate kinyanim with one pruta? No, but over here where you're doing one kinyan, right? Because he's the one who's being moicher both sadas or both ishas, because he's the bailam on the banois. Therefore, the Gemara's shaila is: can I sell? If I could sell two sadas bevasachas, so can I sell two nashim bevasachas? The problem is that usually when I sell two sadas, who am I selling to? One person. Over here, you're selling to two different people. Says Tosfos, the baser noisin de kamar, Lav dafka. Sharaya noisin akoch b'tor shlichus banav huba. That the man was giving the money, so he is coming. He's representing his sons. He's for sure b'tor shlichus banav huba. V'ibas noisin as linon have a boy shtei prutas kilo abanav ba'atzma mekachim. Again, so does a father own his sons? Can he be mekadesh his sons because he owns them? No, a father never owns his sons. A father owns a daughter. So when the father's been mekadesh the sons, what's the case? Says Tosis, is coming with Torah shlichus. That's what Rashi said also. Heim gedoylim vaso shliach lekadesh. So if they're shluchim, so basically it's two different people. Elamai. Maybe we only go as Basar Mekabel. Maybe all we care about is the Mekabel. That's what Tosfos says. It comes out, it appears from Tosfos, that Tosfos understands, we don't look at all to the Noisein. All we look at is to the Mekabel. So what would be a Nafkimina? The Chor of the following things. It would come out from Tosfos. What would be in this case? The case is of the case of the Mishnah Lamelech, where there is a woman who is, she is a choyla sheyesh lo sakona, and the man has something that's aser behana. How much is it worth to the man? Nothing. Could he be mekadesh the isha by saying, "I'd like to be mekadesh you with this"? This macholos asurus aser behana. She is a choyla sheyesh by sakona. Is she going to have hana from it? For sure. Can he be Makadisher? How much was it? How much did it cost out of his pocket? Nothing. How much Hanah did she get? Ashava Pruta. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, L'choira, according, it will come out, L'choira, it should come out from Tosfos, L'choira, that they should be Makudashas. Over the Maisa, that case is not Pashat. Why not? Because over there, the Mishnah Lamelech. Over there, what's the din of Isuri Anah? Who owns Isuri Anah? What? No one. So he's not even giving her anything. Maybe if I'm giving her something, it's not Shava Pruta, but I gave it to you. If I don't own it, if I take someone else's object and give it to you, I say, well, you got it. But that's not... Hefker. What? Hefker. Right. I don't own it. The shaila is, I how can I be mekadesh with something I don't own? Maybe it doesn't need to be mama. I don't need to. It doesn't have to be shava pruta. What?
Use the case when he throws it.
Oh, so use the case of the Radvaz. The Radvaz's case is where a man throws something. It's pachos mi shava pruta when it leaves his hand, and it's a shava pruta when it gets to the isha. Says the Avni Miluyin Siman Lamed Aleph. According to Tosfos, it's going to be mekudeshes. According to Tosfos, and that's the Pshat and Tosfos over here. It doesn't depend on it only depends on the Mekabel.
So what would the Kesef
be? What do you mean?
You're saying with Rashi, if it's a Gadai, it only depends on the Mekabel. So the other day she's getting a Pruta, so it's not a Gadai.
Right.
But if it's Kesef, you have to give Kesef.
Why would the... What's the svar that Kesef is only telling the Mekabel? Yeah.
You can ask the Kash the same way around. Why, if I give you something that's a Hetzi Pruta that turns into a Pruta when you get it, why is that not like I'm giving you a Pruta? Meaning, Tavi's saying, what's the Sephara that it should be telling that, but why not? Meaning, at the end of the day, did you give her a Pruta?
You didn't give her a Pruta. She got a Pruta, but you didn't give it to her. So Rav David Pavarsky says the following thing.
Why do you have to have two sons?
Rav David Pavarsky says the following thing, which you're both probably being Moira. He says, you can't compare the cases. Because over there, I'm facilitating a Pruta. Did I get her a pruta in a chanami? I didn't give her a pruta, but did I get her a pruta? I did. Over here, shnei bonai l'shnei bonai secha. So for each woman, how much did I give?
Four.
Only shava chatzi pruta. So I didn't facilitate a pruta on. Wasn't I each woman only in a chanami? The makabel got a pruta, but he only got you got half for this woman, half for that woman. So you can't say that it's also baser nois and the makabel azlina. It's not the same type of thing. So what's going on over here that we're saying that he's giving from two different people, each one's only giving a chetzi pruta. Each one's only facilitating a chetzi pruta. Comes along the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish says, he says, Tosfos does not mean says the Chazon Ish. Tosfos does not mean that if two men would walk over here and both say, we'd like to give you a chatzi pruta in order for you to be mekadesh, both of your daughters, that will be mekudeshes. What's the raya that Tosfos doesn't mean that? Because the Gemara's case is not talking about that there's two different men come over. So somehow it has to be this dynamic of being a shliach. Only then would it work. If Reuven and Shimon would both walk over to someone and say, we'd like to marry your daughters, and here's a pruta from the two of us, wouldn't work. Why not? Because it's two different mekadshim, it's two different kedushins, therefore each one's giving chatzi pruta, won't work. It's only going to work over here where they both made their father a shliach. What's the pshat? Says the Chazon Ish. He says, the reason is, because over here it's going to work, midin eved knani. What does that mean, midin eved knani? Says the Chazon Ish, the pshat is, that being that, I'm using my money to be mekadesh, enoch anami, I'm a shliach for both of you, but I'm using my money, so therefore we can see it as all being that there's one kesef that's being given from one, it's one maisa kedushin. So therefore, we could say that it's going to work.
What's happening? What shouldn't work in this case?
So even though there's two mekadshim, there's two people being mekadish, therefore I would think maybe it shouldn't work. But over here, midin eved knani, maybe that's going to facilitate for it to work.
Knani says that it's one mekadesh.
Could be not. It could be not. It could be that. But eved knani makes that it's the money is coming from one source. It's all coming from one source. It's not coming from two different sources. The fizeh when Tosfos says that baser nois baser mekabel azlinon, Tosfos doesn't mean mamish. It's only baser mekabel azlinon. Tosfos said, "Baser mekabel." Lashon of Tosfos is, but it says it's baser mekabel legamri. Lashon of Tosfos is, "I baser mekabel zinan legamri." Maybe we only go baser mekabel. Chazish says, "Not true. I can't have two different noisim. It's not only baser mekabel. It's baser mekabel more, but it's primarily the mekabel." Enochanai, if you look in the lashon of Tosfos Harosh, Tosfos Harosh's lashon is, he says, Iker b'shvil ha-mekabel. The main thing is the mekabel. No, because we want to make it into one mekabel, even though there's two mekadshim. But the, who is the mekadish is going to make a difference. Lashon Tosfos isn't so mashmazeh. But that's the way Chazon Ish learns pshat in Tosfos.
Why are we talking about two guys? What if it's only one?
What'd you say?
If it's only one guy, and one mekadish two.
What's the case?
One guy, one mekadesh two.
One man for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't marry two sisters. You're right. It would be the same type of thing, but he can't marry two sisters. What? What do you mean?
It's not
Kaifis. It's not Tevis Kedushin. I woke up to two women. I said, when I marry both of you, they won't be married. So, Enochanami, the same Shiloh would exist if it was one person wanted to marry two women. But the problem is, you'll never have a case where two women are owned by one man, unless they're sisters. If you have a case when two men will be owned by one man, you have the same Shiloh.
Of Zama.
What?
One of Zama.
Yeah, but it's still not.
I can't purchase two
Amas. You
can't accept the Kedusha for Amas.
It doesn't accept
the
Kedusha for Amas. It's only. Closest thing would be, what's it called? The son with Yehud. You can't be Mekadosh in an Amas.
So you can't sell the rights to him?
No. Not the Kedusha.
So can you have everything that someone could do? If he sells you Amas,
yeah, he can't do that either. He can't sell her.
Technically, it doesn't have to be the father of the two guys.
Right. Doesn't have to be the. No, it comes out according to Tosfos, and I think it could be everyone. Doesn't have to be the father of the two guys. It could be any man. Any man could be the shliach. And so it's, I guess the Gemara just says to my two daughters, to your two sons, because that's. It's smoother that way. It's more, but technically, if it's my, it's your two daughters to my two friends, it'll also be the same thing.
It's a little strange because there's a, we have a concept of lechatzavish,
yeah.
So,
Yeah.
They didn't have to say that.
Strange. But that's the way everyone's going to learn the sugya, that you didn't have to say it. Al Kulpanim, the Tosfos Rid seems to argue here with the Tosfos. He gave out the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says, Hacha denoisen havechad, umekabel havechad. Ikel ameimer debaser noisen umekabel azlinon. V'lav baser koinem v'niknim. Tosfos Rid says, Hacha denoisen havechad, umekabel havechad. Ikel ameimer debaser noisen umekabel azlinon. So Tosfos Rid clearly says that we're going baser noisen and mekabel. Tosfos says we're going baser the mekabel legamri, because after all, one father can be mekabel for two daughters, but not baser noisen. And even the chazanish that like fixes it up and says that it's beikar baser the mekabel, but Tosfos Rid says baser noisen and mekabel. Halacha noisen avichad, the mekabel avichad. Ikal amem the baser noisen mekabel azlina. He doesn't say that the ikar is one over the other. So the Tosfos Rid seems to say, over here we also have, you could go baser noisen. Tosfos said, you can't go baser noisen. The noisen, how could you do that? He's a shliach. If he's a shliach, there's two different mekadshim over here. Seems to be a machlokes between Tosfos Rid and Tosfos. I like to suggest, I saw this in the Sefer Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. Machlokes Tosfos Rid and Tosfos is going to be a chakira in shlichus. We had a classic chakira in shlichus. We brought this up before, David. Do you remember when we brought this up? The chakira in shlichus. Where did we have the chakira in shlichus? Of how shlichus works? Rabbi Shweitzer did a chakir and shlichus by Eved Kanani. Oh, that's what we did, by Eved Kanani. Very good. A chakir and shlichus. Is the pshat in shlichus, Be'ez Hashem, we'll chazer tomorrow. Is the pshat in shlichus that it's like a yoda arichta? The shlichus is the extension of me, and I'm doing it through my shliach? Or a shlichus like power of attorney, which says I'm giving him the koyach that he should do the kiddushin? What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is who's considered to be the mekadesh. Is the shliach considered to be the mekadesh, or the bayim considered to be the mekadesh? If he's yodai richt, he's an extension of me, so I'm doing it through him. If it's he's doing it, then he's doing it for me. A nafkamina would be in that chakira would be, whose money does it have to be? That was the old shayla of Eved Kanani. Whose money does it have to be? Can it be his money? Does it have to be my money? Tosfos Rashi in the Ritva Kopanim comes to Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky and says that's the chakir over here also, which is as well. If the sons made the father the shliach, who's the mekadesh right now? If you say mesiras koyach, the father is the mekadesh. So if Reuven made his father a shliach and Shimon made his father a shliach, how many mekadshim do you have? One mekadesh. There's two people that are becoming mekudeshes, but who's doing the ma'isa kedushin? It's one ma'isa kedushin. He's doing the ma'isa for both of us. It's one ma'isa kedushin.
How can you combine the two?
Because let's say I own two sadas. Can I sell two sadas at once? I can. So now I have the koyach of on two men. I could be mekadesh to them with one ma'isa. Why not? If each one is doing the kedushin through the shliach, so then each one is doing his own ma'isa through the shliach. It's my ma'isa, it's Reuven's ma'isa, and it's Shimon's ma'isa. Says the Tosfos, I don't get it. So if you're going baser noisen, there's two ma'isas over here. There's two different mekadshim. How does it work? Tosfos says, in a certain degree, we have to try to ignore the noisen, make it more about the mekabel, either Gansu about the Mekabel or Be'ikur about the Mekabel. Masha'en Kain, Tosfos Rid says, no, over here we only have one Mekadesh. Why is that? Because two people gave him Koyach to do it, but now he's the Mekadesh. He's doing the Kedushin. Who's doing the Maisa? He's doing the Maisa. So there's one Maisa Kedushin.
Two different people, you can't combine the two Shlichas.
No, he has the power to do two different Kedushins, right?
But Lamaisa, he's the one being the Mekadesh.
He's doing the
Mekadesh. He's being the Mekadesh for Reuven and the Mekadesh for Shimon.
And Achanami.
At what point did you combine the
two? Why is that any different?
You don't combine them.
You don't combine based on the Chakir, you're still doing two different Shlichas.
Yeah, why is that?
When I'm doing it, I'm not doing Shlichas. Now I'm doing the Kedushin.
I'm doing Kedushin for two people.
I'm making it Chal for two different people, but it's the same thing as I'm doing for myself.
He's still a Shlichas.
If he did a Kedushin now just for Reuven, let's say two people have the power to be Mekadesh, and he did the Mekadesh just for Reuven. Now I can say Shimon's married also because he had the power to be Mekadesh both of them, so So obviously it's two different kedushins. He has the power to be mekadesh.
He is now doing it as if he's doing his own kedushin for himself. It's as if he's doing it. It's just grata directing the chalois to one person. I have the koyach to a chalois for you, for me, and for him. So therefore, I'm doing a ma'isa kedushin. Who is it chal for? I have now koyach to do it for myself, to do it for you, and to do it for him. So it's all one ma'isa kedushin.
So why is Yad HaRichta different?
Because Yad HaRichta, I'm not doing the kedushin. It's he's doing the kedushin. So therefore, it's his ma'isa kedushin. So there's two different ma'isas happening simultaneously. One his, one his. There's two different ma'isas.
Then there's no havamina to say that you can do it at that time. If I do one ma'isa, you need to do a different one. You're not going to say that ma'isa. There's a havamina that ma'isa is going to be a chalais for both of them.
I don't know. What do you mean?
If when the father gives over the money,
yeah.
If, let's say we're looking at it as a shliach as Yad HaRichta.
Right.
So there's a halakha that giving over is it giving over for Ruvain and for Shimon? If it's really that different,
that's why Tosfos says it has to be Basar Mekabel, only Basar Mekabel. Because Be'etzem, I can't see it as Basar Noisin. I can make it into one act enough that I could say that over here there's one mamon being given, because it's only one mamon. Because I'm doing two different things simultaneously, but it's all one mamon. It's my mamon. But if we're donning the Noisin, the Mekabel, I can only don the Mekabel. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, I could don the Noisin. Because Be'etzem is only one Noisin. I'm the Mekadesh. He's not the Mekadesh. I'm the Mekadesh. For him, but I'm the Mekadesh. So therefore, I'm doing a Kedushin on two Noshim. It's the Basar Noisin and Mekabel Azlinan. The Chayra, that's going to come out according to the Tosfos Rid. The Shaila is that if we go Basar like the Tosfos Rid, the Chayra comes along the Avnei Miluyim and says that if you hold that we're going Basar Noisin and Basar Noisin doesn't need to have that you're an owner. So you go Basar Mekabel, also doesn't need to be that you're an owner. So in the case of Basar Mekabel, why can you also say over there that we're going to say that that there's only going to be one pruta?
There is.
But and he's not the father, not because he's they're the gedolim. Let them be gedolim. Let the girls be gedolim. And there'll be one pruta, and the father will be, and it'll work. Says the Avnei Miluyim, din aref. In other words, says the Avnei Miluyim, where's going to be the kesef kedusha? The father mekabel b'shvilam v'din aref neskadru shneim. Let it work, midin aref. That's the Avnei Miluyim's question. Why don't we let it work, midin aref? What would be the case that says shnei b'nai secha, the shnei bonai bepruta, give a pruta, and the girls got the hana midin aref? So says Rabbi Yoshev, so that's going to very much depend how you understand midin aref. What's the hana of midin aref? We saw machlokes rishonim. What is the hana? If the hana of midin aref is the hana that you listened to me, that you were willing to give money to someone, so it's not going to be shava pruta if you're giving a pruta. It won't work. Because you need to have the hana of someone wasting money has to be more than a pruta if you want me to have hana's pruta. So therefore, our case couldn't be. Einachanami is a technical problem, says Rabbi Yoshev. Well, our case couldn't be a din of shnei b'nai secha, the shnei b'nai bepruta, because midin aref it's going to have to be more than a pruta. But otherwise, Einachanami, maybe you could talk of done that. The mice, if you look in Tosfos, if you look in the Tosfos Rid, the Tosfos Rid seems to say clearly that the case is talking about the two daughters are owned by the father, because he says the kesef goes to the father. Why does he have to say the kesef goes to the father? Can it just be shluchim? Over there, you're going to need that it's going to have to be not the regular din shlichus, but that it's going to be that they're ketanim. Why does it have to be ketanim? Akoponim, Toysis says it. Toysis continues. It says Toysis v'tzorach loimer shebirer le'ezem mehem kegoin rachel leruvein v'leya leshimin dimloikin avikedushin shalonim suru labia. Toysis says they have to say who's getting married to who, because if not, so then no one's going to be able to, then it's going to be two brothers married to two sisters. We're not going to know who's married to who, and then you got a problem. Hold on a second. Then you got a problem. It's kedushin shalonim suru labia. Does kedushin shalom tzavia, will it work? So forget about the problem of whether or not. Let's say he says two daughters are married to my two sons with a dinar. You have a problem. It's kedushin shalom tzavia. So it shouldn't work. Says the achroinim. Hold on a second. But we paskin kedushin shalom tzavia is mekudeshes. It's gemara and daf nun vav nun aleph amen aleph. Kedushin shalom tzavia is mekudeshes. We paskin. So what's Tosis's problem? The answer is, Tosis's problem is because even though we paskin that way, but it's a machlokes, Abaye and Rava. Who's the one who asked the Shaila in our sugya? Rava. So Rava l'shitasai avad is going to need that. When Tosis says tzorach levar, maybe he just means at least in Tosis in Rava's universe, you're going to have to be mavar. Yeah, Azoy is mashma in the base Shmua. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe even according to Abaye over here, you're going to have to be Mavar. Why? Because he says, we have a klal. When I send a shliach to make Kedushin, so we say, L'tkune shadraticha v'lo le'avusi, which means I sent you to help me, not to mess me up. If the shliach does something that's going to mess up the mishaleach, so then the shlichus is batal. It's kilo and umdana. I didn't mean to make you a shlichus on this. So says Rav Moshe, if he's going to make the shlichus in a way where she's going to be mekudeshes and he won't be able to marry her, he won't be able to live with her, he's got to get from both of them and he's going to be all messed up. So then there's a svara that he never meant to make that shlichus. In other words, even if you hold kedushin shalonim tzu labia is mikudeshes, but it's avada, not something that a person would want. So therefore, it's going to be a svar, the shlichus is not going to be anything. What?
It's an if it happened. Somebody who did it, got a mistake.
What do you mean did it?
How come the shlichus, the guy who did it,
the shlichus? Did it for the shlich? It's not chal.
Now the aloha is mikudeshes in itself.
It's not.
Now the mafra, it's about till the shlichus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid it's about the shlichus. There's an umdana, I only meant to make you a shlich to do something that's going to help me. If you do something that's messed me up, you're not my shlich. It's not chal the shlichus. So says Rav Moshe, it could be even according to Abaye l'maskana, we're going to say that there's a problem over here. Okay, Zok the Gemara Viter. Says the Gemara. Boy Rav Papa, bitcha veparoscha bepruta mau. Mi amrina bitcha bechetzi pruta, paroscha bechetzi pruta. Odilma bitcha bepruta, veparoscha bemeshicha. Teiku. What's the Gemara's question? The Chayra over here, the Gemara's question is a question in what does he mean to say? This is a question in his kavana. The question that we asked before of Shnei Banasecha, the Shnei Banai, over there, it wasn't a shaila. What is kavana? Is the shaila? What is the din pruta? Where is the din pruta? What is it? Machayev. Over here, our shaila is, what does he mean to say? He says bitcha uparoscha bepruta. What does he mean? Does he mean to say bitcha vechetzi pruta uparoscha vechetzi pruta? Dilma bitcha bepruta uparoscha bemeshicha. Now, if he means bitcha vechetzi pruta uparoscha vechetzi pruta, what's going to be the din? Eina mekudeshes. If he means bitcha bepruta paroscha meshicha, what's going to be the din? Mekudeshes. So, what? We're talking about where he did meshicha, what the Ritva says. Afterwards. So, it appears that we have a suffix in what he means. Maybe we, Gemara doesn't know. Do you want to be asking? Maybe he thought afterwards he's being chayzer, changing his mind. He doesn't have that manas. Shailas, how do you understand a person? So we have a klal in general, which we used on daf Zayin Amid Aleph, which is when a person says something, probably he means to say something that's going to work. What was our example of that? A man says, you're married to half of me. Does half of me work according to Rashi? No. And if you would say, when I say half of me, I mean half of me, what's the din? Eina mekudesh, says the Rashba. But we're going to interpret what he means. Says Rashi, Haki Kamar, what he really means to say is just that I can marry someone else afterwards if I want to. Why do we interpret that's what he means? He said half of me. So we explained on Amud Aleph, because when a man says something, we're assuming he's going to say something that's going to work. We're assuming he's going to say something that's going to create a chalois. If he means half of me, it's not going to work. So why don't we say the same thing over here? This is the same question. We really could have asked this question in the beginning of the sugya, when the Gemara says, Chetzieich bepruta v'chetzieich bepruta. Is he moed of a hoilach or not? That's a shaila in his kavana. What does he mean to do when he says that? So why don't we just assume he means moed of a hoilach? Because that would work. And if he's not moed of a hoilach, it doesn't work.
Because he thinks that it will work because it's a pruta. So he thinks he's doing it right. Over there, for sure he knows that he can marry half.
How does he know for sure he can marry half?
His woman comes
over there.
Yeah.
He knows that he can marry half.
How does he know?
Everybody knows that.
Well,
what's half?
So what's chetzich bepruta?
No.
Chetzich bepruta v'chetzich bepruta. Gemara says, is a shaila if he's mind of a hailach or not. What's the shaila?
There's only one makabalah.
What?
There's only one makabalah. There's only one
problem
in this case.
Right. In which case you're talking about?
In this case of...
Shnei ben Asayach?
No, the case of the daughter
and
the
calf. Right. So he thinks maybe it'll work.
Maybe same thing as the two daughters.
So he might think it'll work. Yeah, but we'll assume that a person wants to do something that does work. So what it boils down to is as follows, Rabbi Isai. I believe what it boils down to is the following. Everything is going to be a factor in understanding how we're going to interpret what he's saying. True, we always want to assume what he's saying is something that's going to be effective. But it depends on how much of a stretch it is on what, based on what he says. The Gemara Manav says, when he says, Iskachi l'bechetzi, we understand that that's what he meant to say. Even though that's not the way that it sounds on the surface, but we can finesse the words in order to make that what he means. The Gemara Shaila is, over here, can we do the same thing? True, we'd rather say that he means that it's going to work, but everything is going to go into the equation of whether or not, does he know that this doesn't work? Is this Lashon Mashma enough that it's going to be? He says, when he says the Lashon of, Bitcho Paroscha Bepruta. It sounds to me like he wants to do both of them Bepruta. Can we say he means Bitcho Beprusa Paroscha Bemeshicha? That's a stretch. That's a bigger stretch. Can we stretch it that far? That's all the Gemara Shaila in Mashmais is, when I put everything into the equation, what do we hear from what he says? On the one hand, this way doesn't work. On the other hand, this way is not Mashma. How not Mashma? How much does he know it doesn't work? All that is going to go into the equation. That's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is in his Kavana. What do we hear?
So why can't it be Bitcha Upraska with one Pruta? Just like you can have two rows.
Oh, so that we see in the Gemara over here. The Gemara doesn't have a tzad that bitcha and paroscha is going to work with one pruta. The Gemara doesn't have a tzad that bitcha and paroscha is going to work in one pruta. Why not? Apparently it's clear that I can't do one maisa for bitcha and for paroscha.
It's
two different types of kinyanim. Right, one's a kinyan that has ishus, the other one's a kinyan that's just mammon. This will get back to Tosfos. We spoke about whether you could do kinyan agav, right? The Gemara seemed to have a having you could do kinyan agav through with an isha and with a sadeh. And over here, the Gemara doesn't seem to have that havamina. Was that havamina a real havamina? We said according to some, that wasn't even really a havamina. Tosfos mashma it was. Al kol panim. This is the Gemara Shaila here. Says the Gemara, Bitcha uparascha bepruta ma. Mi amrina bitcha bechetzi pruta parascha bechetzi pruta. Dilma bitcha bepruta parascha bemeshicha. Teiku. Be the din if it was bitcha or parascha b'shtei prutais. Mikudeshes and koina. Can you be koina a para with money? Can you be koina a para with money?
No.
So is the para's kinyan gonna work? No. So. Is the kinyan on the isha going to work?
Money can still go towards that.
So this is going to be an interesting shaila. What's the next shaila? Says, "Boy, Rav Ashi, bitcha v'karka ascha v'pruta mau. Bitcha v'chetzi pruta karka v'chetzi pruta. Dilma bitcha v'pruta karka ascha v'chazaka. Teiku." Says Rashi. So according to Rashi, there doesn't seem to be any difference between the shaila of bitcha v'paroscha and bitcha v'karka oscha. What's the difference between the two shailas? Is there a difference between the two shailas? What's the shaila of Yaakov? Is there a difference between the two shailas? Bitcha uparascha, bitcha v'karka ascha. What difference does it make? They're both talking about being a kinyan kesef.
There is no kinyan kesef.
So by par there is no kinyan kesef, but Rashi doesn't mention that. Rashi doesn't say anything about it. Tosfos says, you know why we switched over from parascha to karka? Because by karka there's kinyan kesef, by par there's no kinyan kesef. Okay, it's only Tosfos and Rashi. It doesn't seem to be mechalak between them. So says Rabbeinu Chana b'Rabbi Shmuel in Echanami. These are really identical shailos. Identical shailos. Why does the Gemara clear identical shailos? If you look, says the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chana b'Rabbi Shmuel, it's different people. One is Rav Papa, and the other one is Rav Ashi. If Rav Papa would have heard Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi would have heard Rav Papa, they never would have cleared the shaila.
That doesn't answer why the Gemara brings both of them.
So the Gemara just brings because they both ask the same. The Gemara, Enochanami. The Gemara doesn't list them as different shailas. It's the same thing that Boy Rav Ashi, Boy Rav Papa, but really it's the same thing. It's a little doichik because if it's mamish, the same shaila. They're both teiku. Each one is a teiku because it's the same teiku. Same teiku. In a chanami, if it would say one teiku at the bottom, it would be more problematic. Because then there's different shailas with one teiku. This is just the same thing. It's like it's two different sikas. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Chana b'Rabbi Shmuel said. It's a rishon. Kol and Tosfos, you see, not like that. L'choira. Pshat and Rashi is as follows. The Ha'ilel HaShachar brings down that he says that the Beis Yosef holds that if a man in a chanami, kesef is not koina, but kesef is not koina, only midrabanan. What happens if he says, I want the kesef to be koina, midrabanan it's not koina, but I want the kesef to be koina, what's going to be the din? What's going to be the din if I say, he says, I want the kesef to be koina? The halacha is going to be, it's going to be koina. So says Yosef HaShachar, so in this case, where if he's saying, bitcho v'karka oscha, I want them to be koina, they're going to be koina. So there's no difference between para and karka, because para is also koina. It's as if I said it. If I say, bitcho v'paroscha v'pruta, if you're assuming that means that I want to be koina then, so it's as if I'm saying, I want to be koina v'pruta. That's why Rashi holds that there's no difference between para and karka. Masha'inkin Tosfos. Tosfos l'choira holds that it's not going to be chal. Mamela frekta makna kasha. Says the Makne, if the kinyan's not going to be chal on the para, so then the kinyan's not going to be chal on the isha either. Because the Gemara says, if a person wants to do two kinyanim with one dibur, what happens if part of the kinyan doesn't work? The whole kinyan doesn't work. So in the case of bitcha v'karka oscha, I understand, because if you're kind of the karka, you could be kind also the isha. But bitcha v'paroscha, you're not kind of the para. If you're not kind of the para, you're not going to be kind of the karka. What? No, on the tzadat is saying, and let's say he says bitcha v'paroscha v'shtei prutas, you can have a suffix. So it sounds like over there everyone's agreeing that it's going to be.
You need a dibur for the part, yeah?
What?
You need a dibur for the part, just like actually what you're
saying. If he means. Does he want to be kind of this part with kesef? If he does, so then he's trying to be kind of the part with kesef.
And also. It doesn't work. It's just missing the shikha.
It, was he trying to be kind of with the kesef? So then, what's the case? The kinyan didn't work. So if you say it's just that, so Rabbi Yosef discusses it's just the tachanas chacham. So again, if you say the kinyan be'etzim is still a kinyan like Rashi holds in Achanami, Rashi says the emetakel would work, but it seems like the kinyan doesn't work.
It can't be mechalek between two kinyanim.
What?
It can't be mechalek between the two kinyanim, meaning one's kinyan yishus, one's kinyan metalka.
Yeah.
So I'm saying,
so there, right? So therefore, even though one doesn't work, but because the two of them are anyway the ki'ilo, separate things, can't decide. Akopanim, in all these cases where the halacha is teku, which means it's suffic kedushin, and therefore we need to get midivrayim. This is all these shilas of chetzi isha. We're gonna beis Hashem b'li neder. We'd like to do is on. Tomorrow we'd like to do Chazor from Daf Zayin Amar Aleph on the bottom. That's the sugya of Orev, the sugya of Eveknani, Shneem, Adam Choshev, Chatzi Isha, and then we'll get to over here. And Beis Hashem B'li Neder on Monday we'll start the new sugya of Shiroi, which is a new sugya, which we'll continue with Beis Hashem, hopefully.